This is CliffCentral.com.
So Flax finds these talented people all over the place. He hears about them on social media. He gets emails from them. And Binx is a pop musician from South Africa. She lives in New York. She's in the West Village in New York right now. She performed at the South African Traditional Music Awards in the opening of the U.S. Open last year, as well as the New York Marathon in 2015. So she's done some serious gigs, Mums.
Yeah, no, she's not messing around. She's, you know, she's not sitting on her hands at home on the couch.
No, exactly. She's currently got major label interest in the U.S. and has just written a song on an EP called Headlights with Kinetics. They're the guys who wrote Hayley Williams and B.O.B.'s hit song Airplanes. She's had radio airplay in South Africa, and she's performed on the morning show Espresso, as well as South Africa's Traditional Music Awards, among others. She just recently was at Jay-Z's 4040 Club, and they started playing her song.
That's just nice. Like that, hey?
Yeah.
Like, you're sitting, you're enjoying yourself, and then all of a sudden you hear yourself.
That's my song.
Nice.
Isn't that cool? Listen to this quickly. Here's the song. I want you to hear this before we go into talking to her. Timeless stories buried inside of me. All right, that's a song called Radiohead, and she's on the line. Hey, Binx, what's up, honey?
Hi, Gareth. How are you doing?
Yeah, good. I like the song. Nice.
Thank you. It's so lovely to meet you or to hear your voice.
You're in New York, right?
Yes, I'm in New York. I'm in the West Village right now.
It's like 2 a.m. over there?
It is. It's almost 3 a.m.
Wow. All right. How's it going?
Can you believe it?
How's it going? Because it's tough to break into the music business anywhere, but in New York, you're right in the center of everything. Have you got some people to help you out there to introduce you to the right people and get you ahead really quickly?
You know, Gareth, it's funny. I only came to the States about 4 years ago, and I didn't actually know one single person. I did not know anybody in the whole of America. And I basically, since I was very little, just always had my sights set on coming to New York, because obviously we know this is like the place to break in, especially for pop music. Mm-hmm. So I headed over here 4 years ago, and I grinded. You know, I'm just a very social person, so I just made sure that I was out every single night at open mics and at every party and any event that I could get my hands on. I was there. I was introducing myself, and so now I just have a really great network of friends and industry people, and yeah, so this is where I am now.
Have you got any regular gigs anywhere? Are you performing anywhere regularly? Got sort of a house, sort of, what would you call it? Almost like a residency?
What's that?
What?
So like I said, I heard somebody say something. It must have been a glitch. Basically, I perform every night. So whether I have I usually have gigs booked every second week or at least twice a month at certain places. But then I make sure I perform every single night at open mics as well, just to keep the craft going. You know, you just want to make sure that when you do have your gigs, you're still performing for a crowd and keeping your fingers.
Who goes to these open mic nights? Is it just ordinary New Yorkers? Are there ever celebrities in the crowd? Do you ever find music producers looking for the next big thing?
You can find anything. You know, generally it's a lot of musicians who are all just sort of trying to hone their craft, just try out some new songs, get some feedback, you know, before they release something. But you never know who's there. There's always people walking in and out of those open mics. But I haven't actually, since I did my EP release show at Rockwood on the 13th of August, I haven't really been performing, just because I had a bit of a family tragedy in the last 2 months, so I've just sort of taken myself out for a few months, and I'm starting to get back into it. So next year especially, though, I'll be lining up a whole load of gigs, so I'll be all over the place.
What was the family tragedy? That sounds horrible.
My dad unfortunately passed away.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, thank you. It's been very, very tough. He was my biggest fan, and, you know, he definitely was very prominent in my life, especially regarding music. So it's been really tough trying to, you know, carry on when your biggest fan isn't there. But I know that he is still there, and I'm definitely going to keep him alive through the music. And so this EP that I've just released, there's a song off there called Headlights, which is now dedicated to him. And yeah, that's all you can do, you know, is just try to
Are your folks and your family still in South Africa?
Yeah, so my dad and my brother are still in South Africa.
Right.
And they're currently listening now. So okay. My brother was a rugby player. He's a little bit injured at the moment, so he's sort of doing his thing now.
Wow. So did you have to come back to South Africa when the family tragedy happened? I mean, with your dad and everything, did you have to fly back in here?
Yeah, I was actually on my way to Vegas. I had just landed in Vegas. So I ended up going back home for about 2 weeks and came straight back. So it's been very, very difficult. It's still very fresh. But like I said, I'm just trying to keep him alive through the music. You know, he was helping me with the EP release, and so it was something I had to do. I had to put out, like, in his honor, because he would have wanted nothing more. So it's been busy, but it's also been good, because, you know, I feel like he's there, he's alive with everything that's happening in the EP.
Well done to you. I mean, it's hard enough. I suppose also it helps when you kind of get noticed at places like the 40/40 Club, and you know, you get to sing at awards shows and that kind of thing. But is any of it leading to money yet, or is it still costing you?
It's always going to still cost. I'm still in the costing phase, but, you know, I wouldn't want it any other way right now. I'm still building what I'm trying to create, but it's the EP, like I said, is doing really, really well, a lot better than I could have expected. We're getting a lot of press from it, and
are you doing other work in between? I mean, have you got like a day job?
Yeah, I actually nanny part time to sort of sustain the thing, but it was crazy. I mean, Saturday was awesome with Jay-Z's club. I mean, you know, he was in town because Beyonce had her Formation World Tour concert the night that night, I think, or the night before. Mm-hmm. So, you know, they could have popped in any minute, and for that to pop on and for them to announce that I was there was really exciting. Definitely nice. A memorable moment.
Wow. Well, listen, all the best to you. It sounds like you've got a lot going on.
Yeah, no, thank you. But I'm so happy to be talking to you. You know, I've always followed you, because when I was in South Africa, I used to watch Idols all the time, so I know all about you, and very excited and honored to be on your show. Thank you for having me.
All right. Nice to talk to you, and good luck. Keep us informed on what goes on there in New York, all right?
Sure. I just want to say that the EP is called The African Bee, and it's available on all the music stores, so anybody can download it on Spotify or iTunes.
B-I-N-X, yeah. Binks. And,
B-I-N-X, and all the links are Binks Official.
All right, very good. Well, listen, all the best.
Great.
All right.
Thank you so much, Gareth. You
Thanks,
too.
Binks.
Bye.
Cool, bye.
This is CliffCentral.com.